Now, time for a selection of letters from the past 7 days. A mixed bag, as always, ranging from fly tipping to the inevitable World Cup.
Brian Fox of Wotton finds certain goods become that little more expensive when it's hot. He writes, "It may be coincidence, of course, but why do companies always increase prices on things like ice cream and cold drinks when there is a long heatwave? Also noticeable is the fact that all-year budget ranges are out of stock, so you have to buy the high-range, high-price ranges. Funny, that."
Reader John Sell of Munsley believes in praise where praise is due, and he writes, "Many companies are now asking their customers to sing their praises on social media and internet sites like Trustpilot. I've always been happy to endorse any company that went above and beyond, but it seems unnecessary to praise someone for simply doing their job without making a mess of it. We have all become so used to poor service that simple competency seems praiseworthy. I'm the first to acknowledge true excellence, but simply doing your job without screwing up shouldn't be the norm."
Julie Grint of Acle feels that the Riverside area could be tidied up a bit. She writes, "Whilst waiting for a connecting train at Norwich Station, I sometimes go for a stroll along Riverside. Over the bridge to King Street, I followed the building of the Writers' Centre behind Dragon Hall, Howard House, is being restored. The luxury flats are ongoing and there is a very nice cafe stop. A few feet away, there is a boarded up but equally ancient building which has been completely covered in graffiti for some time. Somehow, I expected before the recent official opening of the Writers' Centre, and this is the main walkway from the bridge, that at least a tin of paint would be in order to cover up the graffiti. But no, amazingly, it is untouched. What do visitors think, I wonder? And school parties will also be visiting. At least Great Yarmouth Borough Council had a number of buildings in the town which were empty, painted white, so that they didn't blight the street landscape."
Dumping rubbish in urban streets and country lanes is becoming an increasing problem for local authorities countrywide. Reader Mike Josefiak from Aylsham believes another approach needs to be considered, and he writes, "The problem with fly tipping is purely down to the fact that some people have to pay to dump their rubbish. If councils made it free, just think of the tens of thousands they would save each year, to say nothing of the time and effort spent chasing ghosts. If something is free, everyone flocks to it. And if there are problems with onward recycling of certain materials, then it's up to businesses to find a way to make money out of it. Just waffling on about CCTV and hotspots is just hot air. Most people are not that stupid as to dump things where everyone else dumps. Are councils going to have 24-hour camera drones or carpet the country with CCTV? Get real and learn to work with human nature and not against it."
And finally, football. David Evan Jones of Thorpe St Andrew finds certain aspects of football very irritating. He writes, "I enjoy watching football and part of the enjoyment is the atmosphere. However, when it comes to England's games, and with apology to the excellent team of TV commentators, I have to turn the sound right down. Why? Because the incessant drumming drives me crazy. Occasional encouragement and celebratory chords in the event of an England goal and to hail a win are acceptable, but this continuous noise is not music to my ears. Any thoughts of attending a match and being within earshot of that drum fill me with dread. The opposition should be beaten, not a drum. Am I alone in this? I am a musician and enjoy music of many genres, but it should be composed, not imposed."
That's all the letters for this week. Shortly we will have our first feature about the Women's Institute. But before then, more news from around the city.